Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. The one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide is on the air. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you happen to be listening to Ring Talk Worldwide. Of course, we go worldwide on the fabulous internet. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Good morning from San Francisco, California. Of course, it's Saturday morning here. Of course, it's a great day, November 29, 2025. I welcome you to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. How long? 41-plus years. Now, check that out. 41-plus years. Knocking out all bumps for 41-plus years. And who am I? Of course, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm a bit modest, but I'm also a four-time Golden Glove champion, award-winning writer. So, you know, if I boast a little bit, I can't. Straight up, this is the way I do it. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the best fighter, pound for pound in the world. Mike Tyson and I have been saying this for a long time. David Benavidez, of course, the man that's been ducked by Canelo Alvarez. He's been ducked by everybody. Eventually, Oleg Usyk is going to duck this guy. I'm telling you, that's how good David Benavidez is. He's got the hand speed. He's got the power. He's got the tenacity. He's got the meanness. He's got the size. He's got it all. You put it all together, you have the best fighter, pound for pound in the world, still undefeated, David Benavidez, of course, stopping Anthony Yardy in the seventh round. Basically, a one-sided beatdown. It was a one-sided beatdown. Yardy, what can I say? He came to fight, but he's always been able to fight in, well, leading up to title fights and big fights. When it comes to when the lights are on him, he doesn't shine too well. So Anthony Yardy, maybe that's just what he is. Maybe a contender just can't make it as a champion. But the Brit put up a game performance, no doubt about that. Now, straight up, pound for pound in the world, he is the best fighter in the world, David Benavidez. That's right. Better than Terrence Crawford. And why do I say that? You know, Crawford's moved up in weight, and he's beat guys that have been decent fighters and some of the great fighters that he's beaten. Of course, he beat Canelo Alvarez, but he beat Canelo at a faded point. So I really don't put all that much merit into him beating Canelo Alvarez. I surely don't. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, but that night it was the exception to the rule. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. Daniel Ogden is in the house. He's taking care of things. Super Dad, take it away.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Basically, this is the most outright duck, the biggest, most blatant duck in the history of boxing. You will not find a more blatant duck of a top contender if you search with your microscope through the history of boxing, you will never find a more outright duck than what Canelo has done with David Benavidez.
And by the way David Benavidez performs in the ring, you know why. Straight up Canelo Alvarez, call him what you want, of course. He was a guy that turned pro as a teenager at 146 pounds. I understand all that kind of good stuff. And David Benavidez is a much bigger guy, though. When the bottom line is, when the guy's the number one contender at your weight class, you've got to defend him against him. You can't duck him for 3.5 years. But Canelo did it. Imagine Joe Frazier saying he wouldn't fight Muhammad Ali when Muhammad Ali came back. Or maybe Hagler saying he wouldn't fight Hearns. Or Hearns saying he wouldn't fight Leonard. Canelo Alvarez has single-handedly changed boxing history all by himself, and not to the good. I'm telling you, I think he's been a bad thing for boxing. People say to me, he's the Mexican god, this and that. Well, if that's your Mexican god, you're in deep trouble. Straight up, Devin Haney looked pretty good last week. Of course, he cruised over Brian Norman. I thought it was a 12 rounds. Devin Haney looked really good early on, but then again, he turned into Devin Haney. He can't get away from me and Devin Haney because he is Devin Haney. In other words, he opened up as a totally different guy. I mean, he was throwing nice shots and those combinations. I mean, you didn't need any Viagra to watch Devin Haney for the first five, six, seven rounds. And then after that, he started to wane. His confidence in himself, I think, started to go away. Maybe he started to get a little tired, but then he started to grab. And when he started to hold, I said to myself, still Devin Haney. But Devin Haney was a winner last week. Got to give him credit. Although he is listed as being undefeated. Remember, Ryan Garcia kicked the snot out of him. When I say snot on this show, I mean spit with an H. Yeah, he beat his ass. You know that. And whether he was on something or on something, it didn't appear to me to be that much of a big thing. What it was he just can't get out of the way of a left hook. And I think if they fight again, whether Brian's being drug tested or not, Ryan Garcia will prevail as well. So of course, Bam Rodriguez, the winner last week, over 10 rounds, beat an undefeated young man. We'll talk about that a little bit later, of course. And Abdullah Mason was a winner. And of course, he stopped. He went 12 rounds with a guy that, and Mr. Noakes that from the UK that I don't know, one guy just like I was like the biggest cheerleading job I've ever seen in my life. I mean, the Brit was game, but he was a sponge. I mean, he was a sponge. He was taking so many shots, I was turning my face. I mean, you don't need to be taking that many shots straight up. I don't think he'll ever be the same again. I think it's one of those fights that takes stuff out of you. Straight up, let's go from the West Coast to the East Coast and bring in, of course, the Bronx Bomber himself, Mr. Socrates Palmer. How are you, sir?
Doing good, brother. Listening to your analysis, the breakdown of last week's big card, you're spot on.
You know, I mean, I it was too long. I do want to say that, though. It was too long. I mean, when you, you know, I mean, I went hours and hours and hours. And, you know, I mean, quantity, there was some quality there. But when you overdo it, I mean, those poor people in that were there in Saudi Arabia, this and that, I think they hand out cocaine or methamphetamine in intermission. You know why? They were awake at 5 o'clock in the morning.
That is rough. I mean, it's rough on everybody because, I mean, we're not used to, you know, fights taking place here on this side of the globe at 5 p.m. You know, it's not necessarily a fight night. And it's funny because you come from the era where Don King used to have how many fights on the show? So for you to say that was long, yeah, it definitely was.
No. But here's what's up. But you understand, here's what's up. I was getting paid back then. Did I really say that? No. Sure. Well, the difference was Don had to get everybody working. That he had like a, imagine right. You got a stable of 100 fighters. You got to get these guys working. Mm-hmm. And that's the way he did it. He would stack the, I mean, I remember one time they had two sets of officials for a Don King card in Las Vegas. That's how long it was.
Wow. That's something. I mean, look, I thought the show overall was good. I'd probably give it like a B grade. You know, I thought the fights were competitively matched. Bam Rodriguez, I think he showed that he is as good as advertised. I think he's definitely in the top five best pound-for-pound fighters. Benavidez, there's a reason that Canelo will only mention Benavidez's name, you know, if by accident. I mean, he's literally the monster. I mean, at any weight class, like, he just doesn't let up. You know, he fights a certain way, and he's going to get you out of there. You know, Yarde was game, but, man, Benavidez is just, he's getting to that level that, you know, who beats him? You know, does the scale beat him at some point? Because I don't see anyone beating him at light heavyweight at all.
He's going to lick Zerto Ramirez like a stamp.
I think so. Look, now Zerto is big. Fighting at cruiserweight. Yes, he's a big cruiserweight, and Benavidez is there to be hit. You know, and Zerto will be hitting him, but I just don't know if he's going to be able to keep up that pace of Benavidez, you know, fights that. You know, it's like he's got different gears, man. Like, he throws combinations for a guy that big, you know, in both hands. And he's got – I mean, look, he gets hit. He's gotten dropped. But he's got that inner – something inside that's just – he literally out takes the will out of other fighters.
Check this. At one point in time before he got in trouble – I think he did some blow and got in trouble with the WBC one time. Mm-hmm. They drug tested him, and he came up positive for blow in between fights. But anyway, he grabbed a WBC title, 168 pounds, when he was 20 years old. He's 27 years old. In those 7 years, he never got to fight Canelo. I mean, good Lord, man. It's 7 years. 7 years, never got to fight Canelo. So we'll push Canelo to the side. Jesse Rodriguez definitely looking good against Miss Fernando Daniel Martinez. You know – Mr. Martinez talked a lot of smack before, and he was grunting and groaning and, you know, being a macho guy and that kind of good stuff. But that's the way you want to be going into a fight. You want to have some confidence in that. But when you can see the confidence being taken out of him like a blood transfusion, it's pretty evident the other guy was a better fighter. Is that a good way to put it? The other guy was a better fighter. No doubt. Pound for pound, maybe one of the best ever to fight it at one of those lighter weights, 112, 115, et cetera.
Yeah. No, you can see the class was just – night and day. And Bam was having fun in there. You know, you saw some slickness on the inside. And, like, it's like when he wanted to take him out, he took him out. You know, he's really a joy to watch. I hope that we get him in the mega fight against the winner of Nakatani and Inouye, you know, but he may have hit his peak at 115. We don't know, but the guy is worth the price of admission.
Okay, and of course, also on the card, and before we go to a break here, Vito Malinecki Jr., who comes to us from the East Coast. He's Italian, he's white, and he took on Sammy Nomara, who was undefeated at that point in time. Sammy came in and fought a bunch of guys from Nigeria, and we knocked him beforehand. We thought he was a fraud, this and that, but he really came in. He was in decent shape, and he put up a game performance until it was over.
Yeah, that was a really good win for Malinecki out of Jersey. Middleweight division, it needs, you know, some life into it. And Malinecki, he's a guy that sells a lot of tickets here in Jersey. On this side in the East Coast. So he's going to be a player. You know, he's got the complexion.
And hopefully they'll have a connection. Who promotes him?
He was working on Top Rank shows. I think some sort of co-promotion with Top Rank. Mm-hmm. But he is with Cornflake LaManna, the former fighter. Well, he still fights. He's actually having his farewell fight on December 6th, I believe. Another Jersey guy. So there's also a rumor that he was going to sign with the Dana White outfit, but I haven't seen anything official. You know, but Malinowski's good. He fights in a good crowd-pleasing style, and he seems to be getting better. You know, he punches with both hands, and he looked really good last Saturday, working with Ronnie Shields.
Okay, credit, no doubt about that. Sam Noakes, man, he took a bit of a licking. I mentioned this a little bit earlier. The scores are 115, 113, 117, 111, and 115, 113. I thought it was a little bit wider than that. I thought it was a game performance, but, man, you can't fight with your face.
No, it's a bad. Sam Noakes is tough, man. He's tough. He's strong. He had his moments, but Abdullah Mason, you know, some people criticizing him, oh, he could have made the fight a lot easier. But you know what? He showed that he had that intestinal fortitude, that if a fight gets into the mix, he knows how to win.
Let's reconnect to Skype. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank you, Todd. Congratulations. Was this what you expected?
That's definitely what I expected. When I signed the fight with Anthony Yard, I said, oh man, this is going to be a war. And then this is what I dreamt about. You know what I mean? Both of us going to war. I think it started, he cut me like around six. I said, you want to shoot out? Let's go for it then. And you see what I did. We stepped into Monster's world and he got KO'd.
Well, there was a tiny cut, but it didn't affect you in any way. How would you grade your performance?
I graded B+. You know, I'm not going to lie. I think I could have did a little bit stuff better, but there's always room for improvement. But people wanted to see the knockout. They said I couldn't stop this guy. I had no power 175. And you know what I mean? I made it look easier than I would say Kovalev and Beterbiev.
You just picked up your 25th win by way of knockout. How does that sound in your head?
Feels amazing. You know what I mean? It feels like I'm really happy with this. And I just want to keep training hard. But I got some news for you guys. May 2nd, me versus Surdo Ramirez. I'm going up the cruiserweight to challenge for his title. So
let's go!
I'm excited for that.
Well, there you go. There's your answer right there. May 5th, you're celebrating La Batalla de Puebla, celebrating against another Mexican. How do you see that happening, obviously, and where?
I think it might be in Las Vegas. You know, for my people, I wanted to go back to Vegas. You know, first of all, I want to thank everybody. First of all, I mean, towards the end, I want to thank everybody from Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Al Sheikh. All the beautiful people of Riyadh. Thank you guys so much, man. You guys made the sacrifice to stay up till 6 a.m. to watch me fight, so I appreciate every single one of you.
And you're back Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. I'll see you guys soon. Le quiero decir gracias a toda mi raza de Ecuador, toda mi raza de México, toda la raza de Estados Unidos. Los quiero mucho. Y ya vamos a regresar a Las Vegas, Mayo segundo.
Bueno, muchas gracias. Felicidades. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Isn't that chick the worst? I mean, you know, I'm pro female. You know that. I think maybe the world would be in better shape if women were in charge. But sometimes I really think about that at times. But the bottom line is, she was terrible. He said, I'm going to fight May 2nd. She goes, oh, May the 5th. He goes, oh yeah. Anyway, bottom line is, she didn't know where she was at, and I think she's in over her head. But you know, they want to put Latina females on TV. They want to put color on TV and this kind of stuff. Well, guess what? Get some quality over just, you know, being some Latina. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we're coming off the big week last week in Saudi Arabia. David Benavidez on top, no doubt about that, proving, I think, in my mind, that he is the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Now, Devin Haney looked really good for the first six rounds. First six, seven rounds. How many rounds did he look good there? And then he started to fall into the Devin Haney trap. What happened there?
Yeah, you know, when he dropped... Brian Norman. I said to myself, let's see if Devin Haney wants to be great, you know, because he dropped him early in the round, and I think he could have taken him out. He was hurt, but, you know, he was kind of content. And like you said, you know, he kind of let Norman, not that he was in any danger, but Norman was able to tag him a few times, that left hand, and the holding came into play, you know, for no reason. And he kind of, you know, He had a great night. He could have had a spectacular night if he was, you know, maybe there's lack of confidence, or I don't know what it is. You know, maybe he'll never see the same Devin Haney again.
But that's him. I mean, through 32 fights, he's not 33 fights. Nothing's going to change.
Yeah, and the same thing happened when he fought Prograis. He dropped Prograis early, and you figure, okay, you got dead man walking. Take him out. You know, show that. You know, that Sugar Ray Leonard. You know, if Ray Leonard would have dropped Brian Norman that early in the fight, does Norman see the scorecards?
No, probably not.
You know, show me that. Show me that you're special. And, you know, I think Devin is very talented, but, you know, I think he's just in his DNA. I think he's content. You know, he wants to be, you know, safety first, and I get it, but, you know, he...
Safety first, or is he real safety moment. First, or has he got a little punk in him? Maybe combination?
Maybe both, you know, but I don't want to discredit. It was a really good win against a solid fighter. A guy that, let's face it, I mean, the welterweight division right now, it's probably at the weakest it's been in a long, long time. And Brian Norman is a, you know, B-class fighter, you know, maybe being generous, you know, but he did what he had to do. And, you know, there's other belts in that division that I would have to make Devin Haney a big favorite against a guy like Rolly Romero, Mario Barrios, you know. So, you know, the world is his oyster. He could have stole the show, but he was kind of content to say, hey, you know what, I did what I had to do, and on to the next.
You mentioned Rolly Romero. Is he a Manny Pacquiao? Are they signed or something like that? I'm hearing rumors of that kind of stuff. Somebody left me a text the other day. Is Rolly Romero fighting Manny?
Yeah, there's some sort of sweepstakes, you know, for Manny's next payday. Rolly Romero's name has been mentioned. I mean, even
Tommy, you know, Tommy D. If Tommy D. can make the weight, he'd be in the mix.
He'd have to probably cut off a leg, but you know, Floyd Mayweather has even been mentioned as a possibility.
Oh, I mean, just, God.
Yeah. So, I think Rolly and Devin is a good fight. I think, you know, as far as entertainment goes, I think it'll be a good build up. And I mean, why wouldn't Devin Haney take that fight? I mean, he'd have a chance to be a unified.
I don't know if that,
to be honest, not that good.
Yeah, well, good point. But Rolly Romero's entertaining, but is he a great fighter? Probably not. You know, I'm looking at the enlisted promoters for this. United Arab Emirates Boxing Commission, they were the people that were the officials for this last week's card. Night of the Champions, Bob Arum, Massa Bob of the Top Rank Plantation, Devin Haney is listed as a promoter, Samson Lukowicz, of course, I remember him when he was it Leon Muhammad, when he was somebody's schlep, but he was, I think, yeah, he was Manny Pacquiao. He got tight because he was with Murad Muhammad. That's how Samson Lukowicz got into the business. Mm-hmm. Leon Marquez, of course, the Cuban guy out of Florida, and then Frank Warren. That's quite a mix of promoters there.
Yeah, kind of like a who's who was there. Eddie Hearn also was involved. Yep. It's funny, Samson Lukowicz and Davis, I think they have some litigation going on. There's some fighting going on. So I don't know to what extent he's still around with Benavidez, but it was a good card. You know, it really was. There's also a rumor now that they're not doing so hot in terms of the ROI, and that these mega fights may be something that may stop happening.
So wait. Hold on, man. Hold on. Time out. What the hell is ROI?
The return on investment. People are
dumb like me. They didn't know what you meant. So you got to sort of explain that kind of stuff.
No, you're far from dumb, brother. there's a rumor going on that, you know, that the Saudis are not seeing what they expected, you know, in this investment.
Wait, but they weren't expected to make money. They were expected to brainwash people. Sports washing.
Well, yeah, I mean, and they've been doing with other stuff too. The same thing with wrestling and bringing concerts. They're doing a complete image enhancement on the country,
but still,
which is cool.
Chicks, but wait, women are still treated like spit over there. Spit with an H. They're second class citizens. I mean, I can go on and on. Plus, the place is hot and it smells.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you put a dress on a pig, right? Is he still a pig?
Yeah, I think so. There's no way you're ever. Somebody said to me the other day, "How much money would it take to get you to go back to Dubai?" And I said to him, "A lot. How much is a lot? A lot, a lot. I mean, I had a chance to go back. I remember I had a chance to go back to Dubai and Saudi Arabia after that debacle I had about 10, 12 years ago, and I just turned it down. I don't ever want to go back to the Middle East for nothing. I mean, it was the worst place I've ever been. I've been to 34 countries. When I went to the airport, the TV people, I almost just said a bad word, but the guy who was working with Harold Smith, the aforementioned Harold Smith, the promoter, the convicted felon, of course, the guy that embezzled $30 million from the Wells Fargo Bank for promoting boxing under the Muhammad Ali under the Muhammad Ali Promotions. Anyway, bottom line is, Harold and I got into a beef, and I was sick, and I said, I'm leaving. So Harold canceled my airline ticket. When I got to the airport, the airline ticket was no good. So, you know, I pulled out the old Visa card and got on a plane, but it was $1,800 to go home that day.
Wow, that's a rotten thing to do.
No, he wanted me to. I was supposed to interview some big government celebrity there, but I was just too sick, man. I was sick there for like almost a week. I got tired. I got tired of the place. The food was terrible. The people were terrible. I mean, the only thing good, I'll say one thing: there were three types of chicks in Saudi Arabia. There were chicks that wore burqas. There were Asian girls working in hotels, and there were hookers. That was it. Those were the three. Those are the three types of women in Dubai. That was it. I mean, nothing else. And for the most part, you know, it was too hot. Even waiting for a cab was a pain in the ass.
Mm.
I mean, nobody. So you want to break into it. You step out of your hotel, you break into a. So listen, after being in Chicago this week, and I'll go into that a little bit later, after being in Chicago this week, Chicago is probably the second worst place I've been in a long time. It was so cold, I couldn't believe it. The wind almost knocked me down. I can go on and on. I stayed on the lake. It was beautiful, the whole nine yards. They wanted $80 a night for parking. I mean, they didn't tell me that until I got to the hotel. So, you know, I was a happy camper. Yeah, not right. Anyway, bottom line is Chicago was a cold. Hey, I don't know how you guys do it. But it's time to say happy birthday to my main man, Soccer News Bomber Sock. Happy birthday. You're turning 39, right?
I wish. But thank you very much, Sir Paul.
Oh, Sir Paul McCartney. I had a good time this week, but no. I really want to forget Paul McCartney, bro. Happy birthday to you. And, you know, I think you're an incredible father, a super husband, this and that. You've got a baby coming real soon. I want to wish you the best of luck with that, you and your lovely wife. I mean, I thank you so much for your participation in being part of this show for as long as you have. You are, of course, boxing's PhD, no doubt about that. Mr. Socrates Palmer, happy birthday to you, my brother.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate it. And a happy belated birthday to you, too, sir. You can't hide under the covers. Your birthday was this week, and you are a true blessing in many ways, brother. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Boxing Socrates Palmer, the PhD of boxing. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk live on Sports Byline and Twitch.tv.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in-home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little Tower of Power coming back from the break there. Of course, the voice of the late, great Scott Cuddy. May he rest in peace. This place has never been the same without him, no doubt about that. You are tuned to the longest running fight show, Ring Talk Live, or while you're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. In case I didn't tell you, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio world. No doubt about that. Straight up, we're talking heavyweights. Of course, Oleg Usyk, ranked number one. Fabio Wardley, number two. Ajit Kayabel, number three. Daniel Dubois, number four. Lawrence Okoli, number five. Tyson Fury, the former champion, number six. Number seven, Murat Gassayev, a 32-2 Russian. Joseph Parker, of course, who tested positive for blow a couple weeks and got lit up in the 11th round. Filip Horovic and Richard Rakopi, or something like that. Bottom line, he's come to us from the UK. These heavyweights really have nothing to offer. But the bottom line is this guy looks like Fabio Wardley. Of course, he looks like he might be the future of boxing. He can punch. He's 20-0. He hasn't went to distance with a 20-0, one draw and 19 knockouts. He has not went to distance since his pro debut against some guy named, guys, Jakob Wachup, who was like 9-90. He went to distance with some German journeyman the first time. And outside of that, he's knocked out everybody. And when he knocked out Parker, he did it impressively. Parker was ahead on some of the scorecards. I didn't have him ahead, but he was ahead on some of the scorecards. Still, no definite results as far as that drug test is concerned. Nobody said whether the BBC has not determined whether they're going to penalize Parker or not, but he had coke in his system. And when you have coke in your system, that means you were doing coke in the last 72 to 96 hours. That means the last 3 to 4 days before the fight, he was snorting blow. He brought that spit on himself straight up. December the 6th. Looks like boxing's going to rock and roll, but on top, of course, I'm not too high on this guy, but other people are. I'm talking about Isaac Cruz, the Pitbull Cruz. I once saw him fight last year, and I'm not all that impressed with him. He's beaten moderate guys. He's an exciting guy that comes forward. Of course, 28-3-1 with 18 KOs, but he's one of those guys probably doesn't win the big fights. Lamont Roach, across the ring, undefeated until he met Gervonta Davis. Of course, I take that back. He had one loss when he met Gervonta Davis. Of course, they called it a draw after 12 rounds, but Gervonta Davis took a knee, stuck his head outside the ring, should have had a point taken away. Had the point been taken away, Lamont Roach would have won that fight. I pled with Lamont Roach's people over the air to please pick up litigation, go get yourself an attorney, Judd Bernstein, somebody like that, and go after the New York State Athletic Commission, because, you know, it was right there on film. It's not something they can deny. It's not something it didn't happen. No, it happened. When Davis pulled that, when he got down on one knee and stopped, took a knee in the round, and then he went and stuck his head outside the ring. He said he had something in his eye, but the bottom line is, if he had something in his eye or not, the point still should have been taken away. That was the referee blowing it, and it wasn't a judgment call. He just blew it. He committed a grave error on my part, but the New York State Athletic Commission, they said, you know what, we're going to bury this. Of course, they have the instant replay. Remember the video instant replay? How come it wasn't put into play that night? Because it was a house fighter involved. That's why. Because Gervonta Davis was everything. PBC, Gervonta Davis without Gervonta Davis, PBC is like peanut butter and jelly. I mean, they're not much. Come on, man, they're not. And speaking of PBC, of course, they've got a card going next week. And, of course, Pitbull will be part of this. He's taking on Lamont Roach. Lamont Roach, as I said, the guy that should have had launched litigation, he should be a zillionaire right now. But they're going to go 12 rounds. It'll be on – I'll get the TV in just a second. Looks like Amazon Prime Video pay-per-view. Because I said 28-3-1 with 18. The other guy's got 25-1 with 2 draws and 10 KOs. That's Lamont Roach's problem. He can't pack. He can't punch. I mean, he hits people, but doesn't hit people hard enough. Of course, the co-feature is going to be the Cuban Arizona Lara, who sort of became exciting in the last couple of years. Well, semi-exciting. Of course, he was a guy like Devin Haney, sort of stunk joints out. But then again, as he got old, he couldn't run anymore. When he couldn't run anymore, he didn't stand and fight. He's 31-3-3 now, taking on an undefeated Russian by the name of Zabak Abakuli, who's 17 and zip, And, of course, we're going to do this, of course, on the undercard. Stephen Fulton's on the card taking on Oshaki Foster. Oshaki Foster, of course, the guy that WBC Super Featherweight Champion at one point in time when he fought Robinson Canseco a couple years ago. It was a robbery of all times. It was just an unbelievable heist. I mean, it was a heist. It wasn't a robbery. It was a heist. They put a gun to his head and took it away. And, of course, when Tommy D and I talked about that on the air, Tommy D was live, the WBC stepped in and censored us and pulled us off WBC TV. So as far as the WBC is concerned, you can stick it up your anus. You're on coming from, because we're going to tell it like it is no matter what. Mauricio, you've been my buddy for a long time. I knew your father. I was real close to your father, but, you know, I have to look at you and say, Mauricio, you're not Mr. Reese Suleiman. You're Mr. Silly Man. Some of the stuff you've done of late have been for the WBC and not, I think, for the sake of boxing. So that's just my opinion. And let's go not go any further on that one. Anyway, Frank Martin's on the card against Rancis Barthelemy. It's a pretty good card next week. Of course, this is going to be on pay-per-view. I don't know if I want to pay for this. I mean, you want to tell me I got to blow out $60 for Isaac Hughes and Lamont Roach? You know, that's a little bit better than the ESPN type of fight. You know, the HBO, I don't know if that'd be an HBO 8 main event. Lara and the Russian, I don't know. Fulton and Oshaki Foster. You know, Oshaki Foster's known for boring fights. I mean, there's nothing he is. He boxes, he can't punch. And Fulton can't punch much either at 23-1. So the rest of this card looks like spit. I mean, I wouldn't buy this, and if you can steal it, I'm not advocating stealing pay-per-view. You shouldn't steal pay-per-view. You should do what Daniel Ogden does. Daniel goes over his friend's house. That's everybody who goes over a friend's house and watches the fights. Or they do like I do, and, you know, I get a pair of binoculars, I look through other people's windows. I mean, that's just the way you got to do it. Because if you had to throw down money, you have to throw down cash, especially in today's strained economy. And I don't care what anybody says. There's been over a million layoffs in this country across the United States here and this year, and nobody mentions it. You don't hear it on the media, this and that. But if you think I'm bullspitting you, look it up. There's been close to a million layoffs, permanent layoffs in the United States, right? That means a million people that were working a year ago are no longer working, especially in places like Las Vegas and tourism. And speaking of tourism, you know, I was on the road this week. I went to Chicago, Illinois, and I saw Paul McCartney. Well, more importantly, I saw Donovan Wood, a guy that I went to barber college with. And, of course, he was a roommate there. I take that back. I slept on his couch for a while. But we were barber college roommates, and I went back there and saw him, and it was lovely to see him and his wife. That was a great thing. I met his wife for the first time. But the Paul McCartney thing, that was really cool. I mean, he played for 2.5 hours. Guy's like 80 years old. Of course, one of the original Beatles. And what can I say? It was a memorable evening. I had a great seat. I paid dearly for it. But, you know, what was a pain in the ass about Chicago was so damn cold. I mean, you wouldn't believe how cold it was. And, excuse me. It was so cold that I lost my mind for a second because I got off a rent-a-car thing, and somehow I thought the rent-a-car, and I got into another bus. Instead of going upstairs and taking the train to the airport terminal, I got on another bus. So I'm cruising around the parking lots of Chicago, and I'm waiting in this bus, and I'm saying to myself, where am I going? So I told the guy, hey, aren't you taking me to the terminal? He said, no, you take the train to the terminal. I said, oh, man, take me out of here. Anyway, went back to the Windy City terminal, and I got on the right flight, and I came home, and it was a nice flight on the way home, no doubt about that. But I got to say this, though. There was three kids behind me, some Indian lady, and she really ticked me off. But some Indian lady, I said to her, when I got on the plane, I saw the two kids sitting behind me. Two kids. One was about 9 months, and the other one was about three and a half years old, okay? So I said to her, listen, I said, when you take off, you know, their ears are going to hurt, and so they're probably going to cry. So give them something to chew on, this thing. And she wouldn't listen. She scoffed at me, this, right? So anyway, they cried the entire flight. And when I say they cried, I'm talking about screeching. I'm talking about I mean, like that. I mean, it was unbelievable. I've never, 34 countries, been traveling many decades, okay? Never, ever been through that in my entire life. In fact, everybody in the back plane. So I says to her, hey, there's all kinds of seats in the front of the plane. Let me go sit in the front of the plane. Right? You know what she says to me? Okay, but it'll cost you $100 more. I said, you bitch. I couldn't believe it. To move up, 8 or 10 rows, maybe 15 rows, okay, in this long 757-300 plane, Boeing, okay, they wanted to charge me $100 more. This bitch was going to take my $100 in the air. She was going to take my $100, I guess we had a Visa card, stable card, debit card, something like that, and move me up. That was the only way she was moving me up. So I had to endure those kids for the entire trip, okay? When I got off the plane, I never wanted to wish anybody anything any bad, right? But I hope that lady doesn't sleep for 3 or 4 days. I hope those kids keep both those ladies up for a week because they kept me up for the entire trip. I didn't sleep a wink. Not a wink. Now, am I done ragging? No, no, I'm not done ragging. Let me tell you about Chicago. The fire, as I said, the arena was good. Donovan Wood was good. Seeing Donovan Wood was good. And for the most part, I stayed on the lake. It was a beautiful place called the Wade. The Wade Hotel right on the lake. It was like 100 feet off the lake there. And, of course, the wind coming off the lake was amazingly cold. And, you know, stupid me, I didn't realize that I should have brought a fur coat. I didn't bring a fur cap. So I came to Vegas like, look, you know, I mean, came to Chicago thinking I was, like, coming to Vegas almost. Because it said it was going to be 50 degrees when I was there. The low was going to be, like, 40. Okay, and I got there, and the low dropped to, like, the 30s, you know, like, it was freezing, and stupid me, not prepared, the whole nine yards, no scarves, it was easy. Hey, the cold was going up my legs, if you know what I'm talking about, okay, it was a bad thing, and I was saying to myself, why am I here? But, here's the conclusion I came to. Just like I've been to the South, people are going to get mad when I say this, you can move when you turn 18. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay there. You really don't have to stay there. You just don't. And people feel compelled to say, I don't know why. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, I never want to go back to Chicago unless it's in a decent part of the year, because that was just absolutely too cold. And although both Donovan and Paul McCartney were cool, I just got to tell you, it was way too cold. Now, Amazon Prime, as I said, going with that fight, Shane Mosley Jr. is going to be on that card December 6th. Shane Mosley, of course, Shane Mosley, the former lightweight champion, the welterweight champion, and beat Oscar De La Hoya, of course, at 147 pounds, and that sold out Staples Arena down there in Los Angeles, California. So after that, we had a big bash, big party, big Hollywood bash. The Sopranos were there. Everybody in Hollywood was there. Of course, that was thrown by Seth Abraham, boxing's HBO boxing CEO. Man, what a party he threw. But Jesus Ramos taking on Shane Mosley for the interim WBC middleweight title. Oshaki Foster and Stephen Fulton, of course. Then December 13th, Amazon pay-per-view coming back again. Badu Jack and Nojiro McClanahan, something like that, but the WBC cruiserweight title. I don't know why they would come back 2 weeks in a row on pay-per-view, but that's Amazon pay-per-view. The Zone's going to go with the Grand Prix Finals. That's December the 20th, of course. Jake Paul and Anthony Joshua. Do we need to talk about that? I guess we will. You know, Daniel brought this up. Daniel doesn't bring up a whole lot of stuff when I'm talking about boxing, this, but he said to me, hey, is this fight for real? Of course, Jake Paul, the I don't know, what is he, the YouTube character, the cartoon character, call him what you want. He couldn't lick a snappy, wet his tongue. And I'm telling you like this, if he fought me in the Golden Gloves, I would promise you, I would stop him. The difference in class levels is just unbelievable. I can't believe did people think he has boxing ability? He couldn't spell box. You put the three letters on a piece of paper. He just couldn't. He can't. He can't fight. Okay? And he's taking on Anthony Joshua, a 2012 Olympic gold medalist. At one point in time, I thought was the future of boxing until he got hit on the chin. But he, you know, he takes good shots that he can see, but he can't take a shot that he can't see. That was sort of my perspective on boxing. In other words, every right hand I saw coming at me was cool. But those hooks, when you don't see those hooks, you get hit with shots you don't see. Spit happens. And, of course, spit on the show. When I say spit, I mean spit with an H. December the 27th, coming back, the best fighter pound for round the world. Some people think this. Talk about Nonoa Inoue, probably setting up the fight with Hunto Nakatani for the 122-pound undisputed championship. But he's taking on David Picasso. That's 2 days after Christmas. That'll mean Tokyo, Japan. And on the same card, Willibaldo Garcia takes on Kenshiro Terahei for the IBF Super Flyweight title. It's a 115-pound title, of course. They're going to go December 27th. That'll be on The Zone, so you'll be able to watch The Zone December 27th, December 20th. And, of course, speaking of Zone, it's $29.99 now. And if you watched that fight last week, of course, with the Saudi Arabian card put on by with Devin Haney and that kind of good stuff, and David Benavidez, of course, shining like the star that he is. You have to realize that these guys are looking to make money now. And I thought it was all about sports washing for the most part, trying to improve their image. But they want to make money now. That's what Socrates Palmer was alluding to in return on investment. I just don't think they're going to get their investment, because the bottom line is, who in the hell wants to go watch boxing at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning in Saudi Arabia, even if they're paying you to come in? Because most of those people are comped. Straight up, this is Ring Talk. AWB to the break. Conversation with you should be easy, but it ain't.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Muhammad Ali once said,
"Impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live in the world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration, it's a dare. Impossible is potential. Impossible is temporary. Impossible is nothing. It isn't the mountains ahead to climb that wear you out. It's the pebble in your shoe. Ignore the opinions of others. Believe in yourself when no one does. When everyone chooses the stair lift, walk up the stairs. If people don't have the life that you want, why do you listen to the opinion they give you? Smile more, worry less, love more, hate less. Give yourself to the world and don't try to take it for yourself. Live every day as if it were your last, because one day you're going to be right."
Speaking of Muhammad Ali, I did a story and I threw it on my Facebook page, of course, about being on the road with Muhammad Ali. And the reason why I'm writing stories is that I've been compelled to put the history on paper. Straight up, it was a good time. No doubt about that. Unbelievable moments with Muhammad Ali. Check it out on my Facebook page, Pedro Fernandez, or Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Straight up, you are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, oh, Moses Itama, the undefeated lad. Of course, I think he's 14-0, 12 knockouts, or 13-0, 11 knockouts, something like that. Bottom line is, he is a guy, no doubt about it, as far as the heavyweight division is concerned. I mean, I'm excited about him. People seem to be excited about him. He's going to fight in Manchester next, coming up January the 20th. Of course, that'll be on TV over here, I believe, on The Zone. But you look at the future of boxing, and we need somebody to step up. And I don't think it's going to be a Brit. I'm looking for an American to step up. But Daniel doesn't want to fight, doesn't want to get in shape. No, there really aren't any American stars with the exception of the aforementioned David Benavides. Now, people say to me, is he Mexican? Is he Ecuadorian? Is he American? He's an American citizen. He speaks English. He speaks Spanish. But bottom line, he's the best fighter in the world. And I think most of you have just, like, tried to run away from that because you've been locked in this Canelo world. Of course, this Canelo Alvarez world, this fantasy world in which at one point in time he was the best fighter pound for pound, or he could have been positioned as the best fighter pound for pound in the world, but he wasn't. And he never was. He never was the best fighter in pound for pound in the world. I don't think he was. I think he was an illusion of a lot of people's minds. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Danny Loggins will be calling the shots. Moses Itama coming back January 20. We'll talk about that and more on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, right here in these same channels. So next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. Sports Byline.